Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Another shark attack in New South Wales. This time, it took place on the state's mid-north coast. On Tuesday morning, a 39-year-old surfer at Point Plumber had his surfboard bitten by a shark. He was taken to hospital with minor cuts and grazes to one of his legs, and he's been discharged. This is the fourth shark attack in the state in the past 48 hours. On Monday night, a 27-year-old man was severely injured after he was bitten by a shark at North Steam Beach in Manly on Sydney's northern beaches. New South Wales Police Commander at the Northern Beaches, John Duncan, says the man underwent surgery on Monday night, but he's still in a critical condition.
When we understand our witnesses heard him report a shark, and then he suffered a shark bite to his leg. He was brought into shore. Very fortunate, the surf lifesavers and the other emergency service personnel that happened to be in the area at the time responded very quickly.
New South Wales Ambulance Acting Superintendent Christy Marks says the man suffered from heavy blood loss and was in cardiac arrest when paramedics arrived.
The patient received 13 units of blood on the way to hospital. We were very lucky to have New South Wales Police liaise with us on the way, the Highway Patrol. Were able to meet us en route to Royal North Shore Hospital and give us extra blood that we needed on the way. So this is something that doesn't happen a lot, and that was something that is going to give him the best chance of surviving.
Four shark attacks in 2 days, with three of them happening in 24 hours, is unprecedented in Sydney, according to Surf Life Saving New South Wales Chief Executive Stephen Pearce. He says the Department of Primary Industries and Northern Beaches Council have decided to shut down over 20 beaches in the area for the next 2 days.
The reason for this is, one, the quality of the water. The water is extremely turbid and brackish after the significant amount of rainfall that the Northern Beaches has occurred. We have major runoff coming out of every creek and every outlet into the beaches. This is prime conditions for bull shark activity, so it is no surprise that we've seen this today.
Mr. Pearce says the government, council and Surf Life Saving will also use this duration to implement drum lines and technologies to monitor shark activities, as well as reminding swimmers of watching out. He says the Department of Primary Industries is still confirming what types of sharks that caused the attacks and urges the public to follow the 48-hour closure of beaches.
Let me put it this way. If you make a decision after three shark incidents in 24 hours attributed to dirty, murky, brackish water, and you want to go surfing or swimming in that, that's your decision, your safety decision. Unfortunately, if an event does occur, you are going to put emergency responders' lives and safety in danger if they do have to enter the water.
Since the shark attacks occurred, there have been calls for more education to the public on being shark safe. SBS News interviewed several locals at the northern beaches. Not everyone knows when it's safe to swim in the ocean.
I didn't really know it was bad to go in the water if it was murky, and I don't really know much about that kind of stuff.
I was down here yesterday before the third attack, and there were still people swimming. And I don't think it's really been like general knowledge that it's not good to go in the water when it's murky.
University of Sydney public policy expert Chris Pampaniff, who's published a book on shark policy, says besides the murky condition of water, Sydney's sewage system can be an attractant to sharks.
I've also said that, you know, if we cleaned up the pipes, that would be shark bite prevention. And I think that's been true for 20 years. There have been other, you know, there was an abattoir that used to flush into the Parramatta River. There used to be a large sewage outfall at Bondi. When they got rid of those, the amount of sharks reduced as well. So cleaner water, better pipes, is shark bite prevention.
Professor Papaneff also says more comprehensive shark safety education is needed for the public.
We know that they're coming and we know we can track them, which is why when we know that they're there and we know the water temperature is warm and we know there's sewage and bait fish, that we need to educate the public to be aware.
Wing Kwong, SBS News.